All right, 13 past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Friday, and we haven't talked to the chief in a while. This is the last time we're going to talk to the Port Huron Police Chief, Jeff Baker. Chief, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, congratulations on your upcoming retirement from the Port Huron Police Force.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So let's get to orders of business first. A couple of things going on. You got an awards program coming up in just another week or two, right?
That's right. On May 15th, we're having an awards ceremony. We're going to recognize a lot of heroic acts, both by civilians and our officers. It's a really good ceremony. Certainly open to the public and encourage people to stop down and watch. It's pretty short. We try to get it done within an hour. Several awards will be given out. They range all the way down from a citizen citation all the way up to life-saving, both on the civilian end and on law enforcement end. So it's really a good ceremony, good opportunity for the citizens to come out and see what their officers and what their neighbors are doing.
These are acts of heroics that we don't always hear about in the news. I mean, these are things that go on, and a lot of people just don't even know about it.
Absolutely. And when we do these, we read a really short, and I think that's what gives it the hour-long time frame when we go through these awards, but we read a little bit of a synopsis of what happened. I think people will be really surprised some of the things that go on a good scale. A lot of the things you see in media are some of the negative things that happen. We have car accidents and someone gets arrested for this or that. It's kind of the more negative piece of it, but when you come to this type of a ceremony, you hear about the good acts that people are doing, and it's really uplifting to see how hard some of the people are working to keep our community safe. And like I say, that extends out to the civilians. These are moms and dads and students and that's the sort of thing that have done some really great things, either to help solve a crime or save somebody's life or something like that. So it's really a good program, and that's it's exciting time for us.
You got some kids that are going to be starting up the Youth Police Academy, right?
Yeah, this is our first one. We're really excited about it. We've got some staff back at the department that are working really hard on this very first Youth Academy. It starts the 18th of June. It's full, so we're not accepting any more applications, but people that might be interested in it can look forward to this. It's something we're going to do annually, so we'll have another one next year. But, yeah, we're ramping up for it. We've got a couple people on staff that are kind of heading up the program, and they've got a really exciting week-long set of events for the attendees, and they're going to learn a lot. It's going to be a good opportunity for them to kind of get their feet wet and understand a little bit more about law enforcement, and hopefully get them interested in maybe our Explorer program, our cadet program, and ultimately become a police officer here at Port Huron.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it starts, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you've been looking for new police officers for a while, and you've made some hires here and there. There have been a lot of changes, a lot of shuffling of the deck, so to speak, especially with you on your way out now.
Yeah, absolutely. We are hiring anybody out there interested in becoming a police officer. There are certain requirements, obviously, but we'd love to talk to some folks that may be interested, because we do have some openings. There have been several retirements, myself included. A number of other people that have hired around the same time I did are now eligible to leave. So we're definitely looking for some really, really good men and women that are interested in becoming police officers. We have hired. We have a couple right now that are in training. And then we have three what we call conditional offers of employment that are out. Those are three young people right now that are in the academy, and they're set to graduate this month and next month. We have another one that's going to be graduating in June. So those folks will be on the road very soon, and you'll see them. It'll be in training, and it takes about 3.5 to 4 months to complete the training program once they come here. But you will see them, folks. You know, they will see them out in the neighborhoods. Feel free to stop by and say hi to them. Welcome them to the community.
Absolutely. How long have you been with the Port Huron Police Force, Jeff?
25 years.
It's a good career, huh?
It was a great career. I enjoyed working. This is a fantastic police department, and great men and women there. Very hardworking, dedicated, really looking to improve their community. These are super good people. I'm going to miss all of them very much. I'm going to miss the police department. But you know, like anything else, all the good things come to an end, and this is my time, it's my turn, and I'm looking forward to my next endeavors. But I can't say enough about the people I've worked with and became friends with over the last 25 years. It's been a really great ride, and I appreciate everything that I've been able to accomplish with the department, with my friends over there, and it's in good hands. There's a lot of good people. The future administration is going to be really great. They're going to do great things here, and it's just that what we're building on is terrific, and I'm really proud of that.
So what's next for you? We talk about retirement. I mean, that's really just kind of the official word for it. You're retiring from the Port Huron Police Department, but you're not retiring. You're moving on, right?
Yeah, I'm moving on. I accepted a position down in Auburn Hills. I'll be the police chief of the Auburn Hills Police Department, which, I've done a lot of background research on the place. I was looking for a place that was a good fit for myself, as well as hopefully I'm a fit for them. And it's another really good police department. Some really great people down there. I've been able to meet a number of them, and I'm very excited about that next step in my career. And I plan to go down there and start pretty soon and get my feet wet and kind of understand a little bit more about a new organization. I'm really looking forward to that new challenge. So yeah, that's on the horizon for me.
Well, Chief, we wish you all the best. We appreciate you coming in here this morning, and don't be a stranger. Come back, visit.
Oh no, I'm not. This is my hometown, so certainly won't ever be a stranger here.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very
much. Thank you.